102.9 KBLX. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the 16th annual In the Name of Love tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And joining us today is the Executive Director of Living Jazz and the producer of the Martin Luther King tribute, Stacy Hoffman. Hello, Stacy.
Hello, Sterling. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. So it's the 16th annual. Sunday, January 14th, Oakland Scottish Rite Center on Lakeside in Oakland. Tell us about Living Jazz, which is the nonprofit that organizes this event, of which you are the executive director.
Yes, well, we're an Oakland-based nonprofit, and our mission is to transform lives through music. We created ourselves, and I would say I'm the founding ED, 35 years now.
Wow.
A little humbling.
Yeah, beautiful.
We started the organization to save a faltering summer music camp. This will be our 35th season producing that. It's called Jazz Camp West, very well known in the jazz community, kind of like a Burning Man of the jazz world, I might say.
Okay.
Where we bring together people from all around the world to study with about 50 top jazz masters in the middle of the Redwoods in La Honda.
Nice.
So that's how we got started. And from there, we went on to design and launch many influential programs for the Bay Area, including the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, the Oakland Jazz Choir. We do free music education programs for Oakland elementary schools, which is called the Living Jazz Children's Project. We produce a program called Jazz Search West, which is pretty much a Bay Area jazz talent search. Been doing that about 9 years now. We have a summer music program for youth entitled Jam Camp West for 10 to 15-year-olds. And the program we're highlighting today is our annual tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, and this will be our 16th season. So we've been around a very long time providing jazz education and performance programs that reach all ages, elementary through seniors. And I would say at the top of that list is access, providing access, no matter who you are, what you can afford, what your background is, beginning through an experienced musician or just a jazz enthusiast.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here to provide an opportunity for you.
In the 16th annual music tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. primarily is going to be benefiting the Living Jazz Children's Project that you mentioned a minute ago. Let's talk a little bit more about the Living Jazz Children's Project and the programs that are offered, how kids can get involved, how our listeners can help support.
Yes.
And then definitely talk more about the event coming to the Scottish Rite in Oakland on January 14th.
Absolutely. I would say it's been now 14 years since Living Jazz made the decision to help fill the gap in music education in our public schools. As we all know, music education kind of disappeared in the public schools at least 15 years ago. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, it was taken for granted. PE and music were part of the curriculum, and everyone understood the benefit, not just academically, socially, culturally, emotionally. Having these various kinds of ways to learn and grow and develop were important. But in our country over time, the funding disappeared.
Yeah.
And Living Jazz was one of the organizations that tried to do something about it. We went into the Oakland public elementary schools, primarily Title I schools, which are children that are from low-income families.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, and we created a two-pronged program. Half of the year is choral, half of the year is rhythm, which we believe lays the perfect musical foundation for children as they begin to be exposed to the fundamentals of music. So more specifically, rhythm, timing, pitch, feel. And this program also very pointedly not only gives the children this kind of music exposure, but it's focused on the civil rights music movement. So therefore, the choral program, for example, we're teaching children songs with lyrics that are highlighting the civil rights leaders, Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Cesar Chavez. So they are blending in the notion that music is a vehicle for social and cultural change.
And the youth that are in these Title I Oakland public school and elementary schools are automatically eligible for this type of programming, or is that something that they have to sign up for as an elective, or how does that work?
I love that you asked that, because when we created this program, we decided it had to be during the regular school day as part of the curriculum. Mm. A lot of people said, why don't you do an after-school program or a before-school program? And the goal here was not to do that, but specifically have every single child, no matter who they were, whether or not the parent felt like allowing their child to participate after school, whether they were disabled or not in these kind of special ed programs, everybody participates. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't extracurricular. It was definitely the root of the program.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it is very integrated into the academic curriculum mm-hmm. at the schools that we're in.
And does the word jazz ever turn off the youth or some of the parents just because it just seems a little aged out and you're talking about dealing with elementary school kids?
I love that you know what you're asking because you're highlighting the very things we're aware of. So yes, jazz these days is not a very popular word with our young people. One of the reasons our youth summer program, for example, is called Jam Camp West, very specifically because we left the word jazz out.
Yeah.
The Living Jazz Children's Program has the word jazz in it because our name is Living Jazz. Mm. However, as you may know, I'm sure you do, jazz is a very culturally diverse music. Pretty much the underpinnings of jazz come from so many heritages that we all love. So whether you think you're a jazz follower or not, if you love the blues, if you love gospel, Afro, Latin music, hip-hop, mm-hmm. funk, mm-hmm. it's all part of what we know as jazz.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
Keep jazz alive. All proceeds benefiting the Living Jazz Children's Project, a free music education program for the Title I Oakland Public Elementary School System. Living Jazz is the name of the organization. We are talking with Stacy Hoffman, Executive Director of Living Jazz and producer of the 16th Annual In the Name of Love Dr. Martin Luther King Tribute. And this is a musical tribute that every single year is going on. And this one is going on at the Oakland Scottish Rite Center, January the 14th. Is the event. You have one heck of a lineup per usual. And of course, Dana King is your mistress of ceremonies again this year. So let's take a look at the lineup. I see a few names that I recognize, including Kim Nally and Marcus Shelby. And of course, the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir will be performing. But what does the actual event look like for perhaps someone who has never been?
Right. So each year we've been doing a rotating theme. Last year was the music of Marvin Gaye. The year before, we highlighted Nina Simone. This year, I really thought about what I wanted to do, and because of all the change that we were seeing going on in our country, politically, socially, I decided to focus on songs of change. Mm. That is the theme. And when I decided to bring in the artists that I did, I really considered, who do I know, outstanding talent in the Bay Area, that represents change to me, that represents a kind of authenticity and commitment to their music and to their craft and to using music as that vehicle for social change. So the lineup that we have are five outstanding Bay Area vocalists: Nicholas Beard, as you mentioned, Kim Nally, wonderful jazz singer Tiffany Austin, a woman named Amicala Gaston, who's just an incredibly fantastic singer, and a young woman coming up, Jessica Laurel, who has a fabulous voice and a very powerful singer. So that's our lineup of vocalists. And then we have a killer backup band behind them, Tammy Hall on piano, Marcus Shelby on bass, Allison Miller flying out from New York on drums. We have Adam Thies, young killer horn player, mm-hmm. and Terrence Brewer on guitar. Mm-hmm. So very strong backup band, which will be all in the same theme, Songs of Change. We're very, very excited about it. And also on the program, we will open up with the culminating showcase of our public school program. So the first act of the evening will be 200 second and third graders from the Living Jazz Children's Project singing songs commemorating Dr. King, and that will be followed by the powerful 65-voice Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir under the direction of Mr. Terrence Kelly. Mm-hmm. So quite an amazing evening, and throughout the evening, in between the sets, we have archival footage of Dr. King, and we also provide a humanitarian award. We work in conjunction with Oakland's Department of Human Services to highlight an individual that really works tirelessly to make a difference, and this year It's Miss Wendy Jackson, who is working on behalf of the homeless in the Bay Area.
Congratulations. Okay, so what can our audience do to support? Obviously, they can buy tickets to the event, livingjazz.org/MLK tribute. And there's more information and a link there online at kblx.com. Again, the event Sunday, January 14th, Oakland Scottish Rite Center on Lakeside Drive in Oakland. Children 12 and under are only $8 to $12. And advanced tickets are $25 to $40 for adults. Again, livingjazz.org/MLK tribute for more information. But for those who perhaps may not be able to attend on that date or may have other plans to celebrate Dr. King in other places around the city or around the nation, what else can they do to help support the Living Jazz Children's Project and the other programs that you support?
Yes, well, we hope the community will stand with us as we say music education is important. And not only music education, but music education that slants at helping children understand how to be a better human being, mm-hmm. how to be generous and appreciative, which is why we teach them about civil rights leaders, standing up for what's positive and what we need to think about as change. And if the community wants to support that, and we hope that they do, please go to livingjazz.org, go to that support link, and give us a donation for our program. We're working towards expanding to more schools next year, and we really do actually need the public support for that. So we would love everyone to visit our website, livingjazz.org.
And do you need any volunteers for the event at the Scottish Rite January 14th, or volunteers in the new future to support you through the year?
Absolutely. Actually, we do need more volunteers. If someone would like to come to the event in exchange for watching it, please get in touch with us. You can do so at ljvolunteers@gmail.com. And we will give you all the information you need to come help us that evening.
Okay, fantastic. And as far as the programs that you mentioned that are in the Title I Oakland Public Elementary School, the Living Jazz Children's Project, you serve primarily Oakland. Do you serve any of the other schools in the Bay Area? And how can we help you expand? You mentioned you're hoping to expand to two more schools. And how can more people benefit from these programs?
Thank you for asking that, because right now we are just in Oakland. We are an Oakland-based organization. But quite frankly, if we had the funding, we would be everywhere. Mm-hmm. We really believe in what we're doing. We really see the benefit with our children. Again, not just musically, but using music as a bridge to overcome differences, discrimination. Music is one of the things that helps us come together as a unified community to really understand what brings us joy, what brings us inspiration, regardless of our differences and regardless of our backgrounds. Mm-hmm. In fact, it celebrates our differences and it celebrates those cultural things that we can feel proud of and identify with. So if we did add the funding, and this is in large part dependent on our community, mm-hmm. who will come out and support us, as well as, of course, other funding that we do get and foundation support and government support. But as many people know, and things are changing as we speak, mm-hmm. it gets harder and harder. So please do think about this kind of work that we're doing. There are many organizations doing great work. We're one of them.
Sure.
And we're very, very proud of it.
And you mentioned that at the event on January the 14th at Scottish Rite, in the name of love, the 16th annual musical tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you're going to have a 200-voice youth chorus, a Living Jazz Children's Project. Is that a type of a choir or a chorus that, or an ensemble that other people could maybe recruit to come perform at other events? Would that benefit you in any way? Or
unfortunately, bringing children to our theater one time is a coup. As you might imagine, getting parents these days to sign permission slips, both the liability and the logistics involved in bringing many schools together.
Yeah.
Since this is a school program during the school day, they're not actually a regular rehearsing performing group. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been able to do that, and we have had some requests. I wish we could. Every year we have very well-known performers that come out, but the children steal the show. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about it. It's just adorable and soulful.
I'm making note. I'm going to try and bring baby girl out Sunday, January 14th, 7 p.m., Oakland Scottish Rite Center. In the Name of Love, the 16th annual musical tribute honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., produced and presented by the Living Jazz. livingjazz.org/MLK tribute. Thank you once again to Executive Director Stacey Hoffman for coming in and sharing this celebration with us. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. This has been KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to Carlos Garibe for bringing this story to our attention. If you know somebody that's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve this spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.